Nolte, after Russia collusion implodes, media want Trump impeached over just sex. By John Nolte on December 10, 2018. It would appear as though our horrible, no good, very bad and deliberately dishonest establishment media are at long last throwing in the towel and admitting they've been pushing fake news for over 2 years. Yes, in their own underhanded and cowardly way, they are finally admitting that these wild-eyed, evidence-free conspiracy theories about President Trump colluding with Russians to steal the 2016 election after getting peed on was all a lie. What else are we to believe now that media are so desperate and pathetic they're calling for Trump to be impeached over, no joke, sex? Yes, the media have finally faced the fact that there is zero evidence of Russian collusion. None. Nada. Zippo. What's more, there is even less evidence the president obstructed justice. So now that these particular avenues of delivering a presidential coup have gone down in a rolling ball of flaming hot takes, the media will attempt to overturn a presidential election using sex, or, more precisely, a possible campaign finance violation. Which once again proves hate makes you stupid. Apparently, sometime during 2015 or 2016, two horrible women, former Playboy bunny Karen McDougal and porn star Stormy Daniels, demanded and received six-figure payouts from Trump. In exchange, they agreed to not go public about alleged extramarital affairs that happened more than a decade ago. Nevertheless, the media, the same media that circled the wagons to protect Bill Clinton for 3 decades, even after he committed perjury and adultery as president, even in the face of a credible rape allegation, want to impeach Trump for failing to report something he did with his own money while he was still a private citizen. Let me point out a handful of stubborn facts. Adultery, alleged, is not illegal. Paying hush money is not illegal. Caving to blackmail, which is what this was, is not illegal. Hiding your adultery and hush money payoff from voters is not illegal. Using your own money, which is what Trump did, to pay off a couple of scheming blackmailers is not illegal. But the media still believe Trump should be impeached because all of this perfectly legal behavior might have in some way violated a murky campaign law about reporting money you spend on your own campaign. This, even after John Edwards was not convicted for using his presidential campaign to launder money from others to pay off a pregnant mistress. In other words, the central question of legality rests on, would Trump have made those payments anyways? And we know the answer is yes. You know all those stories the media love to tell about the extent to which Trump has, for decades, gone to protect his reputation from stuff exactly like this? Those stories actually prove this was not a campaign finance violation. And even if it is ruled a campaign contribution, the Trump campaign only has to pay a fine that will almost certainly be smaller than the record fine paid by the media's Precious Berry in 2013. The good news is that the same media that spent 3 decades protecting sleazy Democrats like Bill and Hillary Clinton from actual lawbreaking, the same media that laughed off Obama's abuse of power through the IRS and Department of Justice, are now so desperate, so lacking in Russia collusion, that they are forced to expose themselves as desperately weak hypocrites by calling for Trump's impeachment over something that is just about sex. A phrase familiar to anyone who lived through the media's relentless defense of Clinton from impeachment. 2 years of fake news has just collapsed into the steaming pile of chicken shit it always was. And now the media actually believe they can turn that pile into chicken salad because a guy they hate used his own money for something that is perfectly legal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.